Okay, picture this scene. My wife and I are enjoying supper in a restaurant. We're surrounded by tanks of brilliant, colorful fish. We savor the food and we savor the sight. And yet, we know neither the recipe for the sauce nor the genus of the fish. Our knowledge is purely sensate. As we dine, we talk about a fine college choral concert the night before. Between sections, singers came out and read program notes. They drove us to distraction by explaining the music. The sound was actually wonderful. It was all in all of itself. And we were overpowered by a craving to stay centered in the sensate joy of it. The meaning of a cantus firmus melody line woven into Renaissance polyphony, egging it on and defining it, does not lie in explanations of the cantus firmus. If it needs to be explained, the composer has failed. Yet we have become a nation of explainers and explainees. How can anyone bear to watch football with the sound on? Ice skating is an art which, like ballet, combines movement and music, but television won't let you experience it without a running thread of explanation, drowning out the music and breaking the flow of motion into analyzed axles and Lutzes. We ask one another why scientific illiteracy rises so alarmingly. I suspect that the more scientific illiteracy we see, the harder we try to cure the problem with explanations. The trouble is, an understanding of science does not come from explanation. It comes from being within the logical and mathematical processes of science. Understanding a cantus firmus line in music comes from hearing it. It takes a mindset, not an explainable set of principles, to make a scientist, an engineer, or a musician. It's a matter of taking pleasure in questions and finding within ourselves the resources to answer them. It is all mental awareness, the confidence to distrust explanation. The more we reduce teaching to sets of explanations, the worse we sabotage understanding. The processes of science or of music have to lie precisely where knowledge does not yet exist, where there cannot yet be any explanation. By putting endless explanations at the center of either one, we deny students the very soul, the cantus firmus, without which there is no science, no poetry, no engineering. In the end, we must use the well-designed machine. We must taste the sauce. We must clear our minds and hear the music.